Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good to do his will, working in us what is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Pilgrim partners, in my 30 years of pastoral ministry, only twice have I had to stop a sermon. One time, it happened when a young girl whose parents couldn't sit in the back of the church decided to start screaming. And we had to stop. Another time was a woman fainted during the sermon, and I learned afterward she fainted because the sermon was about blood, and some members of her family had just been in a very bloody car accident the night before. We talk about the shedding of blood. You just sang about the shedding of blood. Since I've been aware that I would be talking about this today, I've been paying attention to these Lenten hymns, which over and over talk about the shedding of blood. Have we become a little insensitive about what that might mean? After all, our movies are pretty bloody these days, and we play pretty bloody video games and whatnot all. What does it mean that blood is shed? Could you shed blood? Now you're thinking, well, yeah, that blasted mosquito. Wah! Kill a fly, kill a bee, some other insect, spider. What about killing an animal? Could you take this knife? Could you take this knife and grab a cat and expose its neck right up here? Or a dog? Could you do that? Now, some of you I know are hunters and you do a little bit bloody stuff with these things. Usually after they're shot, though, that you have to bleed them out, right? Well, could you be the guy at the packing company I saw a bunch of years ago? Through most of his shift, took a knife and stuck it in the throat of pigs who had been hoisted on a rail above him. About one every half a minute. Squealing going on. Blood pouring out, gushing out. The shedding of blood. Someone asked me once, was it really necessary for Jesus to shed blood? Actually bleed in connection with his redemptive work? And my response to that was, yeah, after a while, we knew it was going to be blood. I think of the promise to Abraham. In your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. He is told to take a few animals and cut them in half. I cannot imagine that happening without shedding of blood. And God established the covenant with him by passing through the halved animals, not the birds only. Promised him many descendants and inheritance of the land of promise. Later on, the children of Israel are in Egypt. And they are told to put blood on the doorposts and on the lintel of their house so that they would be spared from the angel of death. Blood was absolutely a life and death issue at that time, and the Holy Spirit deliberately connects the blood of the Passover lamb, Egypt, with the blood of Christ, our Passover, who was sacrificed for us. As Moses receives the instruction for worship for the children of Israel on the Day of the Atonement, blood was involved. Blood that was brought by the high priest into the Holy of Holies and sprinkled on the atonement cover, the mercy seat that covered the Ark of the Covenant. Yes, we knew that when the redemption of the Son of God would take place, there would be the shedding of blood. And it happened. In an interesting way on the cross, Christ volunteered to die. And yet when they saw that he was dead, they still stuck a spear in him. And out gushed the blood with the water. Now, let's remember that you and I caused Christ to serve. It was our sins that killed Christ. Think of that. How bad are the sins that we do or have done? Caused the death of Christ. Our loving God did not want to leave us in the predicament of sin and its consequent death, but then sent his Son to shed blood on the cross for our forgiveness. What does the Bible say? The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Imagine that. Blood cleaning things up, purifying, making them better than they were before. I'm reminded of those white-robed saints in the vision that John saw. Revelation chapter 7. Who are these arrayed in white? These are those who have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The shedding of blood is the blood of the eternal covenant. God's deal with us, and we have no participation in it. He bound himself to our salvation and the forgiveness of our sins through the shedding of his Son's blood on the cross. He made that covenant all by himself so that you and I can have the forgiveness of sins and do have the forgiveness of sins so that you and I will go to heaven. Words from hymn 145. Do we pass that cross unheeding, breathing no repentant vow? Do we see thee wounded, bleeding, see thy thorn-encircled brow? Yet thy sinless death hath brought us life eternal, peace and rest. Only what thy grace hath taught us calms the sinner's stormy breast. Jesus, may our hearts be burning with more fervent love for thee. May our eyes be ever turning to the cross of agony, till in glory, parted never from the blessed Savior's side, graven in our hearts forever, dwell the cross, the crucified. Amen.